staying safe and staying entertained these days doesn't always mean being able to be out and about. But pack a lunch, put some gas in the car, and you can spend a day taking in public art all across the region. The Unexpected in Fort Smith has several years' worth of murals to inspect. There are murals in Neon scattered about Bentonville, murals in Rogers, and the city of Fayetteville has added several murals in just the past few months. A collection of artists created No Justice, No Peace at the corner of College and Dixon in Fayetteville. Phoenix Gallery boasts an eye-popping work on the Fayetteville Square, and the delayed but now completed first-ever Sprayetteville Street Art Festival has added 9 new murals in 8 locations created by 11 artists all around town. The festival was scheduled to start in April, but the virus paused activities. Now, though, the murals can be seen, and last week we met an organizer of the festival, Renaga Farbiage, and one of the artists involved, Jason Jones, below Jason's mural on the side of the Dixon Street Bookshop in downtown Fayetteville. We were masked, well more than 6 feet apart when we talked. We asked Jason about his mural. It's a laser gun shooting out energy and bees. First, though, we asked Renaga about orchestrating such an undertaking during a pandemic.
We had all of our artists, all of our walls pretty well locked down, which we were told by Jason and others in the know that that would be the most difficult thing to do. And then right at the beginning of March, everything kind of locked down and we just shut everything down and figured that we'd wait and see what happened. And it took about 2 months, about toward the end of May, we started to look at it and realize that it was just too important not to do, with people being homebound and just not a lot of things to do outside. We thought Sprayetteville would be the perfect social distancing art event to be able to enjoy something outdoors, watch the artists create, which is really what a mural festival, part of what a mural festival is all about, is watching the artists create the pieces. And be able to social distance and have a point to, a reason to get out, and enjoy the Arkansas spring and, as it turned out, Arkansas summer. Fortunately, it was kind of really hot, which I felt bad for the artists. But it was either a matter of that or pretty much cancel it and wait till next year, and we just didn't want to do that.
And we're standing below your work. First of all, does it have a title?
I typically don't title my work. I've kind of learned, whenever I do pieces, I kind of have an idea and a theme and meaning behind it, but I've learned to let other people come up with way better concepts behind things than I do a lot of times. So yeah, I didn't really title it.
So you've got one of the best walls in Fayetteville. It's on the side of the Fayetteville, the Dixon Street Bookstore. And it's a long rectangular wall that you can see coming down Dixon Street. What was your inspiration and how did you make it happen?
Well, originally with the 420, kind of the theme they originally had was health and wellness. So I based my concept kind of loosely around that, which this was a sketch I had worked with some before, kind of a mesh up of nature and technology. So this kind of merged with that kind of wellness idea where I took the ray gun that I painted as a sort of a symbol of future technology and it being compatible or helping nature and opposed to most technology kind of ultimately does harm to nature. So it was kind of my spin off of that as being health and wellness and taking care of the earth.
I've told you this before, one thing I love about your murals is that you can step back and see them, see the whole thing, or you get up close and you start seeing the details. I love the bees.
Yeah, I definitely I want it to look nice from a distance, but I always try to put something small in there that will draw people in and notice some little details in there. And I think the bees do that. They're like a little element, you'll spot if you get out of your car and walk up to it. So it's a surprise.
8 murals in all.
8 murals and 9 murals, actually. 8 locations. We had 2 artists collaborating on 2 of the locations. The Dixon Street Bookstore, Jason Jones was on one side, and Jessica Jones, no relation, but it was kind of fun that we kind of called them JJQ squared, on the other side of Dixon Street. And then out at Free Geek, which is out by Fossil Cove Brewery. We had two Little Rock artists, Eats and Chemex, collaborated on the biggest wall in Sprayedville, and it's an amazing wall. It's a mashup of kids from their neighborhoods, of all, you know, ages, races, just a beautiful celebration of diversity and life. And then the other murals are Gearhead Outfitters, Grubbs, The Unlimited, Washerama, 26 West Center, right on Block Street and off the square, and the Skadium. Just a really diverse and fantastic collection of art, new art for, you know, Fayettevillians to enjoy. I particularly want to mention Tommy Tropical's mural, Starlight Landscape. It's a 200-foot wall. It's 10 foot at one end and 5 foot at another, but it's like walking through a storybook. It's just a fantastic mural to enjoy with family. You can literally walk from one end, and there's just so many great creatures and figures in it. You know, tons of Instagram selfie spots, and I mean, all the murals are great shots for Instagram.
What responsibility do you feel when you hit, which is more or less a public wall? I mean, this is a wall owned by a business, but it's a wall that's seen by everybody. Do you think about that?
I do. I mean, of course, you know, you're really vulnerable when you're kind of doing this, putting yourself out there on a grand scale. You don't know what's going to happen on social media or what people are going to think or that. I always just kind of focus on the kids. I want to, you know, that's kind of a starting point for me. I think whimsical and like, what are the kids, you know, what's going to inspire a kid? I don't always make all the adults happy, but most of the kids I run into are like, that's cool. Yeah, so I just kind of run with that. And in the end, most people end up enjoying it. I get a lot of thank yous for just doing it and putting it out there.
So you went into this being told by someone who would know that obtaining the square footage might be the most difficult part, but it sounds like that came together pretty quickly.
Well, I wouldn't say it came together quickly, but it did come together kind of magically, and in a way I think it reflects the support of the Fayetteville community for art, and especially public art and street art. Just, you know, people understand that free art is accessible to everyone. There's no barriers. And street art especially, you know, you can enjoy it at any time of the day or night, you know, with a large group of people or individually. And it was really just a matter of, my partner Ludi and I, we drove around for about a couple weeks when we were first envisioning a street art festival here, and just looked at walls and said, oh, that's a good one. Write that down. And then that's, you know, and we just went around and thought, well, let's see where, you know, murals would be good. And then we just started contacting the business owners, and we're really quite surprised that so many of them were on board. And it took a while. It took us about 3 months to gather nine locations. And, you know, a lot of it, I will say, though, the level of artists that we had committed to Sprayedville, Jason, Octavio, Matt Miller, Tiger Sasha, Tommy Tropical, when the building owners heard that these were the artists that were going to be doing murals on their buildings, they were really excited.
So Sprayedville 2021, that going to happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got some great plans for Sprayedville 2021. We're not announcing anything right now or a date. We're hoping maybe in the spring, so we don't have to put people up on buildings in the heat of the summer. But yeah, some really great great new ideas, collaborations with First Thursday, with Experience Fayetteville, who was also a tremendous help in helping us publicize and promote this year's Sprayedville. Just some new ideas. There'll be probably a few more, hopefully maybe 15 to 20.
Wow.
Next year. We don't want it to grow too big, too fast, but we do want to, you know, keep throwing paint around Fayetteville and making it, you know, enjoyable and fun for everybody.
Ranagav Harbiage is a co-founder of Sprayville. He's also a co-owner of a sponsoring business of the festival, American Shaman Kava Bar. And Jason Jones is one of the 11 artists who participated in the 2020 Sprayville Street Art Festival. You can find a map and more information about the artists at sprayvillestreetart.com. We're going to further explore murals, public art, and the artists who created them in the coming weeks on Ozarks at Large, so stay tuned.